WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. President Trump has followed up on his threat to impose tariffs on all steel and aluminum imports coming into the country. CBS's Weijia Jiang reports he signed an executive order.
25% tariffs on all steel and aluminum that is imported to the United States. And that includes Canada, Mexico, South Korea, Brazil, Vietnam. Separate from that, the president says at some point this week he will also sign an executive order to issue tariffs retaliating on any country that imposes fees on U.S. exports.
The president also put a stop to federal efforts to replace plastic straws, seen as an environmental issue, with paper-based straws.
On occasion, they break, they explode. If something's hot, they don't last very long, like a matter of minutes, sometimes a matter of seconds. It's a ridiculous situation.
The U.S. Senate has cleared the way for a late Tuesday night final vote on the confirmation of former Democratic Representative Tulsi Gabbard to be Director of National Intelligence. GOP Chairman of the Intelligence Committee Tom Cotton rejected Democratic claims over what they see as alleged Gabbard links to Russia and the former Syrian dictator Bashar al-Assad. Cotton spoke at an earlier hearing.
She has undergone 5 FBI background checks. I spent more than 2 hours last week reviewing the latest, putting eyes on more than 300 pages. It's clean as a whistle.
One person was killed and 3 were hurt in an airport accident involving 2 mid-sized planes off the runway at the Scottsdale, Arizona airport.
A Learjet aircraft on its arrival from Austin veered off the runway and collided with another jet, a Gulfstream 200 aircraft that was parked. It appears that the left main gear failed upon landing, resulting in the accident.
Airport spokesperson Kelly Keister. Another blast of winter is coming to much of the nation, as meteorologist Craig Allen tells us.
Alerts for flooding in effect for eastern Texas into the northern portions of Louisiana, northern sections of Georgia, right on up through Kentucky and Tennessee. There's also going to be flooding farther to the south, down along the I-20 and I-10 corridor, from some of the heavier showers as well as thunderstorms.
A dairy worker in Nevada has been infected with a new type of bird flu that's different from the version spreading in U.S. herds since last year. CDC says the illness was mild and the person has recovered. This newer strain had been seen before, but this is the first time an infection was traced to a cow. The Nevada dairy worker was exposed in a farm in the west central part of the state. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
The Eagles dominate the Chiefs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens in New Orleans, where the Eagles beat the Chiefs 40-22. In Super Bowl 59, Philadelphia jumped out to a 24-0 lead in the first half and never looked back. The Chiefs blow a chance to a three-peat. The last time they lost a Super Bowl was to Tom Brady in Tampa Bay. Is this one even more disappointing? Andy Reid.
Yeah, they all hurt. You get this far. You battled your tail off to get this far. Very, very hard to do.
Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts awarded the game's MVP.
Offense was able to score points, to take advantage of opportunities, put points on the board, and then defense played their ass off. They played how they played all year.
NBA, the Bucks with a much-needed win, 135-127 over the 76ers. Damian Lillard with a season-high 43 points.
I told Dame that he needs to be an aggressive scorer and an aggressive playmaker. And that's a hard thing to do.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. What better time to announce new concert dates than after a couple billion people saw your Super Bowl halftime performance? Kendrick Lamar is doing just that as he announced new dates of his grand national tour, where he will be joined by SZA, who also joined him for part of the show at Super Bowl 59. The tour starts in April and tickets go on sale as early as this coming weekend. One of the great things about being homesick is you get to catch up on TV to the point where you're sick of it. But the least I could do is pass along a recommendation or two. If you like a good thriller, check out Don't Move. The film is directed by Sam Raimi and is about a girl who faces becoming completely incapacitated after being drugged as she tries to escape a predator in the woods. The film is only an hour and a half long and constantly moves. Really solid new film from Sam Raimi that you can check out on Netflix. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Gradual clearing for the overnight with lows between 10 and 15 below zero, a light northwest breeze. On Tuesday, more clouds on the way, highs in the middle single digits, wind chills in the morning, down around 20 below zero. Currently 8 degrees.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time. Luke Mathers is on a vacation, so it'll be Tuesday Tangents with you and Aaron Zommers. And headlines of the day. Be with us then. And what's worse? We'll see you then.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, welcome to our second hour of our program here. On the line with us, my buddy Dean Obidala, the host of the Dean Obidala Show, weekdays 6 to 9 p.m. right here on Sirius XM Progress Channel 127. If you don't subscribe to his newsletter, Dean's Report, you need to. Just go to substack.com and plug in Dean's Report in the little search box, and it'll pop right up. And, you know, it's free. Just check it out. It's really worth the effort. And, in fact, he's got two brilliant Dean's Reports from the last couple of days that I wanted to talk to him about. Dean, I'm so glad you came on the program today. The first here, one is a good news one, more profiles of courage. Mm-hmm. And the other is, why is Trump making America less safe from terrorist attacks? These two, just both of them, just really, you know, impressed me and kind of blew my mind this week. Let's start with, why is Trump making the U.S. less safe?
Right. Well, that is the more concerning one, right? Because I think we need to amplify the good stories out there because corporate media has made Trump omnipotent. But in terms of making America less safe, that's not just my opinion. I had Congressman Dan Goldman last week, who's on the House Homeland Security Committee, former federal prosecutor, and Frank DiGluzzi, who served in the FBI for over 25 years. And they both noted that Trump's purge of FBI agents, he's offering to buy out anyone in the CIA or NSA who wants to go, and they're not replacing them with people who are public servants. We learned over the weekend from the Washington Post that you have to answer yes to two questions. Was the 2020 election stolen? And was January 6th an inside job? And if you answer no, you don't get hired. I'm not kidding. That was in the Washington Post reporting on Sunday. Whoa. So Trump is making us less safe. And we know he's making us less safe. That's indisputable.
Well, let me add one thing to this, too.
Sure.
If I could just add one other way that he's making us unsafe. You'll recall when bin Laden wrote his letter to America, he told us that he was going, this was 1998, that he was going to strike us because Herbert Walker Bush had convinced Saudi Arabia to put an Air Force base, the bin Sultan Air Force Base in Saudi Arabia, to stage, you know, flights, F-16s or F-35s or whatever they are, into Iraq. And then we never pulled our troops out. And bin Laden was really pissed off that there were, you know, men, you know, watching porn and women driving cars with their elbows showing inside Saudi Arabia. And he said, if you don't remove these people, I'm going to hit you. And 3 weeks after 9/11, George W. Bush pulled all of the American troops out of the bin Sultan Air Force Base and shut that thing down. But that, you know, he was, the reason we got hit on 9/11 was because we were occupying Arab soil. And now, this morning, Trump just came out and said, dead certain about, or something, words to that effect, about buying and owning Gaza. What, you know.
I'm not, right.
Piss off a few people, you think?
It would, and I don't know if that's going to happen. I mean, just today, Israel and Netanyahu complied with another term in the ceasefire, and they were withdrawing troops from the northern part of
No, but I mean, just the rhetoric is enough to cause people to want to attack us.
Wanting attack is not actually engaging in a terrorist attack. Is a different thing. To me, there are numerous threats. It's not just from Islamic threats, from radicals. You've got the biggest threat in America is right-wing white supremacists. That's a threat we have to deal with. Absolutely. It doesn't matter where the threat comes from. The question is, what happens when there is a terrorist attack on U.S. soil? Because there will be. And Trump, I think, is making us less safe. I'm not going to say he's rooting for a terrorist attack, because I don't have evidence of that. I think it's fair to say that, but I'm not going to say that. What I'm going to say is, what's he going to do when it happens, when it comes? And history tells us what he will do. And Timothy Snyder's book On Tyranny tells us what he's going to do. And, you know, the picture on my magazine, on my article, is the Reichstag fire from 1933 Germany. Hitler used that to get the Enabling Act passed, which made him a dictator. He, the day after the fire burned down the German parliament, he said that you could arrest anybody and hold them for unlimited periods of time. It doesn't matter who calls the Reichstag fire. The debate is, did Hitler do it himself? The point is, when that happened, how will Trump respond? Everyone listening knows Trump will use any emergency, any attack to consolidate power and take away and suspend more of our civil liberties. We all know that. There is no debating that. That's why when he's making it safe, when you do 2 + 2 = 4, that's where we're going. And that's what so concerns me, Tom, is that Trump is taking us, he's following the authoritarian playbook on numerous issues. I keep writing about it and flagging it for people, from defending the January 6th terrorists to using the FCC to go after the media. And the checklist goes off and off. And this is just another one on that list. We are seeing the story. It's not a surprise, folks, when Trump has the military in the blue cities occupying us, taking over media outlets and spending our civil liberties. It's all there in front of us. The question is, does that happen or not? But don't be surprised if it does, because everything is telling us that's where he's going. It's not hyperbolic. It's not speculative. This is the playbook he's following.
Yeah. And Putin, you know, used that attack on the theater in Chechnya to radically expand his power. I mean, there's a long history of this. You're absolutely right. And when Marius van der Lubbe set the Reichstaggebäude on fire, within 30 minutes, Hitler had rushed to the scene and grabbed a microphone and said, "This is a sign from God," you know, that he was ordained to rule in Germany. It's pretty mind-boggling stuff. So I agree with you. The other piece you wrote, more profiles of courage, patriotism, and resistance in standing up to Trump. This was kind of an uplifting piece. Tell us about this.
We need uplifting. My goal on my show, and in my articles, I've done this 2 weeks in a row, is to try to amplify the profiles in patriotism, courage, compassion, and resistance, because they're out there. They're not hard to find. Corporate media is just ignoring them because they're too busy making Trump the dictator they want. And I say that sincerely of the executives who really want the tax cuts, the mergers that Trump is offering, and less regulations will trade our democracy for it. But look, this week, no one's more critical of Democrats not fighting, Tom, than me. I was on the show talking about how Democrats need to punch Trump in the face every day, come up with ways to get the media narrative away from him. But this week, we saw Democrats actually go outside of the Capitol, go to rallies outside of U.S. Treasury and USAID. We also had profiles in courage in terms of different grassroots organizations and unions bringing lawsuits, and then numerous judges standing up to Trump, even a Trump-appointed one, Carl Nichols, and a Reagan-appointed one, and numerous Democratic-appointed ones, who stood up to Trump and stopped them on issue after issue, from the buyout to the birthright citizenship, trying to rewrite the 14th Amendment, to the spending freeze that he wants to do, to barring Elon Musk and his minions from getting the data, and the court order is they must immediately destroy all the data they have gathered. And people go, well, how do you enforce it? Well, it's inherent in the courts to do contempt, which can be fines or imprisonment. That's inherent. That's how you do it. The only one protected from that is Trump, who will not be fined, of course. But you can't protect someone. You can't give someone immunity for civil contempt, for enforcing an order. There's no, it's not criminal. So the reality is that judges are doing the great things. All of us together, we are collectively standing against the abyss of fascism. We are facing the abyss of fascism right in front of us. It's right here. I never expected it would be here.
Yeah,
we're facing it now.
I didn't either, although I've been warning about it for years. I started, my voice started getting higher and higher back after 9/11 when Bush pushed through the Patriot Act and opened Guantanamo and just openly defied the Constitution and international law at Abu Ghraib and other places. But I didn't think it would go this bad this fast. It's pretty friggin' shocking. Dean, you're an attorney. I'm not. We're both familiar with judicial supremacy and judicial review. The doctrines that largely came out of Marbury versus Madison, but have been respected all these years. And I'm wondering what your thoughts are on, you know, it looks like the Trump administration right now, or the Musk administration, I think probably more properly, is defying a court order to get out of the Treasury Department and to stopping the Treasury payments. There's a couple of other court orders that it looks like they're also defying that are going to be reexamined, one this afternoon and one on Thursday of this week. A year ago, J.D. Vance pointed to President Andrew Jackson ignoring two U.S. Supreme Court orders. One he didn't actually defy, but he ignored, one having to do with the second U.S. bank, and then the second one in the Trail of Tears. And that story is a little more complicated, too, because it was really executed by the next president. But, you know, he got the gears rolling. And then earlier this week, he tweeted, or a couple days ago, he tweeted that the executive does not have to do what the courts say. The courts can't micromanage the president, basically. These things are, you know, in defiance of a traditional understanding of the separation of powers in the United States. My understanding is that only federal marshals can basically enforce the decrees of federal judges. And federal marshals, of course, are overseen by Pam Bondi, who's overseen by Donald Trump. What happens when the Trump administration just comes right out and says, you know, we're going to ignore these court orders, particularly if one comes down from the Supreme Court? If they just say, we're just going to ignore it, we're just going to keep on putting people in Gitmo, we're just going to keep on, you know, withholding funds, we're going to, you know, we're just going to run this country like I'm a dictator.
Well, that's their goal. But here, look, I think even the Supreme Court of the United States would uphold using the contempt power, which is inherent in our court system from day one, to enforce judgment. Because if not, then the Supreme Court is making themselves just nine people in a row who's walking around.
But how do you enforce a judgment against Trump?
The court order will be not against Donald Trump. If right now, you have to look at each of the cases. For example, the U.S. Treasury case, it's against Doge, right? It's against the Doge guys and Elon Musk. The court's going to order them, to compel them to comply with the order, destroy the information we told you.
It already has, but it looks like that's not the case, and there's no evidence that they've destroyed the information.
Well, if there's any evidence they have not, then the litigants on the other side who brought the lawsuit are going to say to the judge, they're in violation of the order. The judge is going to say, I'm compelling compliance of it, and here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to fine you every day X amount, and if you don't do it, then I'm going to put you in a prison cell until you give us the documents. And if Pam Bondi says, I'm not going to allow court orders to be upheld, then the court will order Pam Bondi and DOJ to do the right thing, because that, yeah, it's leading to a constitutional crisis. But if people could just simply say, we're going to ignore your orders, we would not have the system already. There's checks. There's certain ways there that you're going to find people, federal marshals, and do the right thing. You're going to find a court that's going to impose $1,000 day, $10,000, $1 million day fines.
Do you think Elon Musk would care?
He might not care, but he'll care if he goes to a prison cell. If he's rounded up, Donald Trump can't stop that. You know, we can't put Trump in prison, right? Because DOJ's memo says.
But that's my point. I think Trump can stop it because it would require federal marshals who work for him.
They work for him, but they're federal marshals who are going to be more loyal to the Constitution than Donald Trump, who are going to defy his orders.
Well, I admire your optimism here, Dean.
There's going to be.
I'm skeptical.
You don't need a lot. You need a few.
Then
the system ends. Then Tom, the whole thing ends.
Oh, I know.
It would have ended before, though.
I'm as freaked out as I can get.
If it was that simple,
it
would have ended before.
Hang on. We're going to get stepped on.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's the great Dean Obidala. You can hear his show on SiriusXM Progress, channel 127. Check out his Substack newsletter. It's free. It's called The Dean's Report. Thank you, Dean.
Thank you.
What?
What is Recover Now? It's a movement to get clean and sober, started by you, friends and family members, or maybe even the person suffering from an alcohol or drug problem. Recover Now is a free service that helps people find treatment facilities covered by private insurance to help them start the road to recovery and succeed. If you or a loved one wants to recover now, call this number. It's a free call. Many of our treatment counselors have been exactly where you are, and they know what you're going through and how to help you get where you want to be. And that is on the road to recovery. With one free phone call, my specialist will check your insurance and help you get the best treatment for your needs. Remember, get clean, get sober. Use Recover Now as your free service. Here's the number.
800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. That's 800-357-8110.
Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root cause of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at tomhartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader. Hi, friends. Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast. It's at tomhartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my best of the rest of the news, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to tomhartman.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to tomhartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support. Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root cause of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at tomhartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader. Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Christian nationalism is on the rise, threatening our rights and freedoms. For non-religious freethinkers like us, it's time to take a stand. Since 1978, the Freedom From Religion Foundation, FFRF, the Freedom From Religion Foundation has been fortifying the wall between church and state, fighting for a government that represents everyone, not just the religious majority. By joining FFRF, you're supporting their critical work. Legal battles to keep religion out of government, public education campaigns, and advocacy for reason and science. And when you become a member, you're joining a movement
You'll get access to the Free Thought Today newspaper, advocacy resources, and a community of like-minded people fighting to ensure that reason and our secular constitution prevail. Don't let Christian nationalism dominate our laws and values. Visit ffrf.us/Hartman today, or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's at the end, to 511-511, and become a member today and protect the rights of free thinkers everywhere. Visit ffrf.us/Hartman or text Hartman to 511-511 today. Text fees may apply.
A whisper grows and it's all you hear. From every screen it feeds the fire, twisting truth to fuel desire. A mother's cry, a worker's loss, a calculated line they'll toss. They turn your pain into their gold. Selling grievance never gets old. The grievance machine is always on, spinning stories just till dawn. Fear and lies.
25 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Dave in Federal Way, Washington. Hey, Dave, what's up?
Hey, not too much, Tom. Look, I want to make a statement, but I got a question in there. Look, this, I can't believe I'm saying this, but I'm glad Donald Trump pulled Joe Biden's security clearance. And to be quite honest with you,
Hang on just a second, Dave. Joe Biden never had a security clearance. Trump couldn't pull it. He did pull the security clearances for some of the people who worked for Joe Biden or were around Joe Biden, but presidents don't have security clearances. Once they become president, for the rest of their lives, they have access to, you know. Now, he might have denied him access to information, which is a different thing. But he's basically lying when he says he pulled the security clearance.
Okay, yeah, but for clearance, you have to need to know and the appropriate access. They denied his access, and Trump did. And to be quite honest with you, I think every president should be distancing themselves right now, every former president, from Donald Trump. And I'll tell you why. I'll just come right to the point. There was a line in a book about Lloyd Austin got a surprise call from Sergei Shoigu, or maybe Gerasimov. Probably Gerasimov, but it was sort of a surprise call, and Lloyd Austin, and it was a threat. I think it was about the Black Sea fleet that Elon Musk pulled the Starlink access to. Mm-hmm. And Lloyd Austin said, look, I lead the most powerful military in the world. I do not respond to threats. And Lloyd Austin verified that he made this comment. Look, Vladimir Putin and Donald Trump are up to some things that are obviously a charade, all right? They've been in communication ever since Donald Trump's first term. The Russians keep saying they are not going to the table unless the United States and the Ukraine make an offer because Russia is winning. Donald Trump needs to make a comment along the lines of Lloyd Austin. The question, we're in an interregnum period. What do you think the chances are that Donald Trump will do that?
I think zero. I think Trump is dancing to Putin's tune and has been dancing to Russia's tune for over 20 years. Dave, thanks for the call. 27 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
And I'm guessing, Dave, as a former intelligence officer, that you would agree with that assessment. We'll be back with more of your calls right after this.
Love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay. Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and Ad Council.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for, with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra. Capterra.com. Capterra.com.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartmann, in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com.
Hi friends, Tom Hartmann here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartmann program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartmann.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my Best of the Rest of the News, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartmann.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartmann.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at tomhartman.com. Christian nationalism is on the rise, threatening our rights and our freedoms. For non-religious freethinkers like us, it's time to take a stand. Since 1978, the Freedom From Religion Foundation, FFRF, has been fortifying this wall between church and state, fighting for a government that represents everyone, not just the religious majority. By joining FFRF, you're supporting their critical work. You know, legal battles to keep religion out of government, public education campaigns, and advocacy for reason and science. And when you become a member, you're joining a movement. You'll get access to Free Thought Today newspaper, advocacy resources, and a community of like-minded people fighting to ensure reason and our secular constitution prevail. Don't let Christian nationalism dominate our laws and values. Visit ffrf.us/Hartman today, or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's at the end, to 511-511, and become a member today to protect the rights of free thinkers everywhere. Visit ffrf.us/Hartman or text Hartman to 511-511 today. Text fees may apply.
We turned our backs on what we need, chased the glitter, fed the greed. From Reagan's rise to Trump's parade, a billionaire kingdom we've remade. Free healthcare, it's just a dream, while yachts glide down a golden stream. We chose the few, forgot the rest, built this empire of excess. Chose wealth over well-being, blind to the pain its people are seeing. The homeless freeze, the hungry cry, while billionaires build towers in the sky. Oh, America, when will you see this gilded cage is not the land of the free?
Six minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Don in Denver. Hey, Don, what's up?
Hey, Tom. How are you doing today?
Fine, thank you. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm a retired HSI agent, Homeland Security Investigations. My last posting was in the Office of Professional Responsibility. Mm-hmm. All this talk of people impersonating ICE agents and other possible misconduct really needs to be reported.
Yeah, three arrests so far. There's probably, you know, it's like rats. You know, you see one, count 10.
Well, I'm sure there's a lot of folks who really just don't know how to do it and are just really intimidated. They don't know how to report.
Yeah.
But whenever they're stopped, they need to start gathering up evidence of the stop, such as recording the conversation and also trying to take pictures as they can.
Yep.
There's somebody else there. They can take pictures. Ultimately, it may help root out some of these miscreants, whether they're impersonating or just agents going off the rail. So how they can report it is there's a phone number to the ICE Integrity Cooperation Center, and that number is 833-4-ICE-OPR. Okay. So what will happen is after they make the report, they'll be contacted by somebody either from the Homeland Security Inspector General or ICE-OPR. And they'll come out and talk to them. Either they come out physically or they'll call them on the phone and probably invite them into some kind of interview. And if they can present the information and hopefully begin some action being taken to get these guys off the street.
Yeah, there you go. Don, thanks for that. Thank you, from a position of authority. Thank you for sharing that information with us. I appreciate it. Joe in Atlanta. Hey, Joe. Thanks for listening to SiriusXM. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, how you doing, sir?
So far, so good. What's up?
I hear you. Well, I was listening to C-SPAN last Friday. There's a press conference with the Japanese prime minister, and he talked about a $1 trillion investment in the U.S., part of it through not the acquisition of U.S. steel, but like an investment in it and others. And then the other part was about buying an export of LNG, you know, from the U.S. to Japan, and apparently they weren't able. I think it was because we weren't promoting LNG exports during the last administration. I'm just trying to figure out if Trump said I wouldn't believe it, but when the Prime Minister of Japan is talking about this, I'm just wondering how this is bad for us, because I'm sure it is. I just don't know how.
Well, when foreign entities own American corporations or own large blocks of stock in American corporations, the profits from those American entities go offshore. I mean, you know, that's where the dividends go, right? So number one. Number two, the governance of those corporations, if the foreign entities own large shares of stock, can be disrupted or altered in ways that might not work to the benefit of America. You know, so that's where the investment in U.S. Steel, you know, makes you scratch your head. What was the other point that you mentioned?
The other part was, you know, Japan has been wanting to become a big exporter
LNG.
Of LNG gas.
Yeah.
And then
they don't want to export. They don't have any LNG, do they? They want to import.
No, they don't. But they. Oh, I said export. I meant us exporting, them importing.
Right.
And that was a big. That was a big part of the conversation, of the press conference with the Prime Minister. And of course, it's through an interpreter. So, I mean, you can only.
Yeah, no, during if my memory serves me right, during the last Trump administration, there was an effort to build some LNG, some major LNG terminals, I guess they call them, along the West Coast. In fact, I think some of them were up here in the Pacific Northwest. And I believe that got stopped or blocked or shut down by the Biden administration as part of their effort to reduce, you know, our carbon footprint in the world. Wouldn't surprise me at all if Trump turns all that back on.
Yeah. And I understand that makes sense about the large, if they own a large, vast amount of U.S. company stocks, they can help kind of direct in some of the things that we do. The LNG thing, I mean, I understand we want to get off of fossil fuels. I understand that. But, I mean, it's not happening today. So I'm just curious how that would hurt the U.S. economy if we allow that to open back up.
It only hurts the U.S. economy in the context of, you know, massive wildfires in California and Hawaii, huge floods across the southeastern states, hurricanes that, you know, are hitting force levels that literally we've never seen on Earth before, you know, across Texas and across Florida and whatnot. You know, we've got to do something about climate change here, Joe. But other than that, yeah, it's more profit for American fossil fuel producers. And American fossil fuel producers are huge funders of the Republican Party. So I'm like I said, I'm guessing that, you know, Trump will reinstate this. He doesn't. Yeah, he's not going to be alive to see the worst of the consequences of global warming. Joe, thanks for the call. Maureen in Buffalo, New York. Hey, Maureen, what's on your mind today?
Hi. I don't even know how to articulate this well, but I was just thinking about how I just saw like a leak of Trudeau telling people that it was an actual threat that the United States actually did want to take Canada and make it a 51st state.
Yeah, I don't.
So I was just wondering. Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was just wondering, like, how that would affect us, because I was thinking, like, that could potentially push Canada into to ally with China. And that's, like, concerning to me. And also, I was just thinking about the BRICS, because I know, like, China is, like, on its way to be, like, how the United States is. And if the BRICS take over and Canada goes with them, like, I don't even know how to really articulate that, but, like, how would that affect the U.S., you know?
Yeah, Canada, Canada is a fairly substantial country. I mean, physically, it's huge. Its population is about one-tenth of the United States, I think about 12%. But they do need to import a number of things, and they do need to export a number of things to keep their their economy going. And the principal exports are wood and oil, or, you know, fossil fuels. And my guess is if they decided to cut off trade with the United States, and there's certainly talk about it, that they would probably increase trade with Europe rather than China. But, you know, they already have a very healthy trade with China, just like we do. I mean, you walk into Canadian stores and you find all kinds of Chinese junk. You know, cheap Chinese stuff, clothing, and everything else there. I just can't imagine that Canada is a pretty liberal nation. Even the conservatives there, you know, want to keep their health care system intact and their social security system and things like that. So I'm not so worried about that. What I am concerned about is that if we sufficiently piss off Canada and Mexico, that A, we're shooting ourselves in the foot economically, but B, in terms of national security, we're hurting ourselves. You know, these are these are longtime allies who have literally fought with us in multiple wars, and you know, we don't want that to happen. So those are my concerns, Maureen. I can't imagine even the conservative, I forget his name, who's running, you know, against Chrystia Freeland for the premiership of Canada, or prime ministership, or whatever they call it there, wanting to form an alliance with China. I get your concern, but I think that's probably not on their bingo card. Maureen, thanks for the call. It was a great question. Thank you so much. It's 44 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Speaking the truths the Trump administration would really rather you didn't know. I'll be right back with you, Tom.
Recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3315. 800-378-3315. That's 800-378-3315. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Standing at the edge of a rocky shore, you breathe in the cool, salty air, watching the sun disappear on the horizon. Across the globe, someone begins their day along a sandy beach, listening to the rhythm of the crashing waves. You each envision a world beneath the water, vibrant life in every imaginable form. Now, imagine it's all gone. What was once a place of wonder and beauty is now a dull, lifeless wasteland. Food, jobs, medicine, all gifts from the ocean, all gone. Time is running out to protect our oceans. And without our love, everything the oceans provide can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our oceans. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root cause of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at TomHartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Caral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform.
radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic. My book, Threshold, illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Hey, we're all human. I don't always eat healthy. You probably don't always eat healthy. That's why doctors created Field of Greens. A delicious glass of Field of Greens daily is like nutritional armor for your body. Each fruit and vegetable was doctor selected for a specific health benefit. There's a heart health group, lungs and kidney group, metabolism, even healthy weight. I love the energy I get with Field of Greens, but most of all, I love the confidence that even if I have a cheat day or cast binge out on pizza or cookies, I can enjoy it guilt-free because of Field of Greens. It's the nutritional armor my body needs daily. And only Field of Greens makes you this better health promise. Your doctor will notice your improved health, or you get your money back. Let me get you started with my special discount. I got you 20% off your first order. Just use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at fieldofgreens.com. That's right, to get 20% off Field of Greens, your nutritional armor, just use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at fieldofgreens.com. That's fieldofgreens.com, and the code is TOM, T-H-O-M.
The markets are blue, Elon said take over, I said we're through. Trump sent a tweet, thought he could woo. But baby, I know a scam when it's new. You promised me Mars, a moonlit escape. But all that I got was a tax cut reshaped. You ghosted your workers, you left them to fight. Then flew off in rockets, boy, that ain't right. Like NFTs, goodbye. You whispered freedom, I thought it was sweet. Turns out you meant no wages, no heat. You call it disruption, you call it elite. But I call it conning the folks in the street. You sent me a card, said trickle down.
Back. Valentine's Day card to Elon. Indeed. Thomas in Toledo, Ohio. Hey, Thomas, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom.
Hey.
I'm glad to be on the air here. I have a concern and a comment. My comment is, I'm a retired firefighter from Toledo, Ohio, 28 years. And I listened to the representatives, both the Senate and the congressional people, and they're this, they have no passion behind their speeches and what they're trying to do, and they're kind of boring, and they're duds, because I can remember John Stewart was trying to fight for health care in the Senate and in the congressional hearings, because they were going to stop it for the people that worked on 911 or were part of 911. And he got up there before the committees and stuff to tell them to do your job. And nobody in the Democratic Party that I listen to has that type of enthusiasm and passion to say, do your job.
Yeah.
And no, don't let this happen.
I get it, Thomas. We have a deficit in the Democratic Party of leadership right now,
and of charisma. And, you know, I'm hoping that this gets fixed over time, and I'm hoping more Democrats will step up. I do understand that, you know, there are a number of Democrats who might be very charismatic and might be willing to speak out, but they are afraid, just like the Republicans are, that if they speak out against Trump and Musk, that Musk will throw $20, $30, $50 million into the next election and wipe them out even, you know, before they get to the election by wiping them out in the primary. And you know, and this is the result of five corrupt Republicans on the Supreme Court legalizing political bribery, you know, with Citizens United. But, you know, so the only people who are speaking out loudly are people who are in absolutely safe districts like AOC and Jamie Raskin. But, you know, I am hopeful that more of them will grow a spine and start speaking out. I know obviously you are. I think that's a broad sentiment across the country. Thomas, thanks for the call. Ann in Trinity, Florida. Hey, Ann, thanks for listening to WMNF. What's up?
Hey, Tom. I was calling because I wanted to speak a little bit about blackmail. I have paid attention to politics. I guess I kind of started getting involved towards the end of the Clinton administration, the election with Gore. And I'm a C-SPAN junkie like a previous caller, and would watch Tom DeLay and Dick Armey and Trent Lott. And I always felt like, wow, the Democrats, it's like you're trying to herd them as cats to get them to kind of vote in unison. The Republicans can always make their guys vote lockstep with them.
Yeah.
And I felt like, you know, when Armey and DeLay kind of let, you know, the Tea Party kind of took over, and I think that maybe they lost some of that grip that they had. But I think that they've picked that back up. I think, you know, they got into the RNC's emails as they did the DNC's. They didn't release the RNC's.
So they being Russia? Is that what you're talking about now?
Yes, yeah. Uh-huh. So I think Russia got it, but I'm, you know, of course I would think that they would have handed out anything compromising to Trump that he could hold over any of, you know, our people or any of Trump's people.
Right.
But I just kind of felt like, you know, if I just feel, and I would think it was Representative Burkett. I think he's maybe Tennessee or somewhere in the South. But he acknowledged, I want to say it was last fall, that before they go to vote, they've got somebody that walks up to them and will tell them if they're not planning on voting in the way they want them to, you know, there's something on you or maybe your wife or your daughter or something, a family member.
Or just we're going to drop $40 million in a primary challenge and you'll be toast.
That too. I think, though, if we could find out, some of our investigative journalists could find out, because I think that some of the stuff is probably just, you know, maybe people having affairs and things like that. Mm-hmm. And I think if we could expose, investigative journalists can expose some of those things, then we might be able to take away some of the hold that they have maybe over some members.
Yeah, I remember it was Timbershed, right, when he came out and said that, you know, some of the people and some of the Republicans were being blackmailed. That was, we talked about that on the air when that happened. I haven't seen any follow-up to that. But, yeah, I you're absolutely right, Ann. This is something that ProPublica or, you know, one of the good investigative, Raw Story, one of the good investigative journalism sites should definitely be going after. Ann, thanks for bringing that up. I appreciate it. That's hopefully somebody who can do something about it heard you. Appreciate the call. We'll be back on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
If you're in charge of order fulfillment for an e-commerce business, you know that it's its own special kind of chaos. But with ShipStation, you can focus on other parts of your business and save hours and money every month by shipping from all your stores with one login, automated repetitive tasks, and finding the best rates among all the global carriers with ShipStation. ShipStation grows with your business no matter how big it gets. Lead your business into the future with smart features and automations that boost efficiency and save you time. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers with discounts of up to 88% off UPS, DHL Express, and U.S. Postal Service rates and up to 90% off FedEx rates. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation, and 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Switch to ShipStation today. Go to ShipStation.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, to sign up for your free trial. That's ShipStation.
93.5 The Tap. Dom Salvia.
Next time, we go overtime with Maggie Dawn as judgments continue to mount up against the Trump administration. Also, why is the DOJ dropping criminal corruption charges against New York City Mayor Eric Adams? Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. The Maggie Dawn Show.
There are solutions to the rot in the Supreme Court, and it's a congressional binding code of ethics. There are solutions to the corruption. It's a constitutional amendment to declare that money isn't speech and corporations aren't people, and we can do this. These are things that Americans agree on no matter our party. We all know that presidents aren't kings.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Cases of bird flu continue to pop up in new areas and under varying circumstances. CBS's Matt Piper reports on another human case.
Nevada has confirmed its first human case of bird flu in a farm worker who was exposed to infected dairy cattle. That happened after they were infected with a more worrying strain of the virus that was confirmed last week to have spilled over from birds. Bird flu has infected nearly 70 people, mostly farm workers, since April. Nevada health officials say in this case, the person is recovering after suffering from pink eye and says there's no evidence the virus is spreading from person to person.
Investigators are pointing to landing gear on a mid-sized plane that landed and crashed into another plane parked off the runway at the city airport in Scottsdale, Arizona. One person was killed, three were injured. CBS's Chris Van Cleve has more on the investigation.
It was coming in from Austin, squared up for what appeared to be a normal landing.